Welcome to the Ignite Church podcast. Thanks for checking us out. We pray that this message will bring you hope and ignite your faith. Now lean in and enjoy the message.
For the past 2 weeks, we've been in this series called Christmas, and we've been talking about the importance of not losing sight for what Christmas is all about. Week number one, we spoke about the gift. How many of you love receiving gifts, right? I love gifts. But the greatest gift is the gift of salvation found in Jesus Christ. That is the reason why we celebrate Christmas. It is the gift that God himself says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. God is the first giver. God is the one who shows us the importance of giving. And in week number two, what a week. If you were not here, I encourage you to go online on our website. All the preachings are there. Catch that preaching. That was a great preaching. We spoke about the light and the importance of the lampstand and how it continuously burns and how God has called us to be light in the midst of darkness. But there is a theme that we've been speaking across for the past 2 weeks. And as I look at all the preachings and I look at how they connect, there's something that God has been speaking clearly: the importance of mending broken relationships. The importance of mending broken relationships. How many of you agree that we live in a world of relationships? Everything is about relationships. The greatest relationship you will ever have is the relationship with God the Father through the Son, Jesus Christ. But then the second greatest relationship is the relationship that you have with your family. I always say it, you could choose your friends, you could choose your spouse, you could choose your coworkers, but one thing you could never choose is your family. God himself chose your family for you, and there is a reason for that. They might not be perfect. How many say amen? They might not have it all together. How many say amen? But at the end of the day, they are family. And that's what it matters. That is the importance of relationship found in family. In the book of Luke 15, we found that there are two types of sons that we spoke about 2 weeks ago. One being the prodigal, you know, the one that is lost, that grabs whatever he can and just goes and enjoys it. And the second one is known as the complainer. And I posed this question at the end of that preaching, and I pose it today. Which one are you? Are you the prodigal or are you the complainer? No matter where you may find today yourself, know this, you are still a son and daughter of God. Whether you be far out wasting your life, or you might be in the house of God complaining all the time. The beautiful thing about that is that God the Father is still the Father. And one thing that he told the son that complained, he said, son, I am always with you, and all that I have is yours. Isn't that beautiful? That's why we celebrate Christmas. But as we dug deeper in the series, the theme continued on the importance of mending broken relationships. And we spoke about the importance of being the light, on how the lampstand continuously burns. Last week, I shared with you that I watched this movie and it spoke to me what it said. The average person lives 27,365 days. 27,365 days. And the question, and it says, and many of those days are a blur for many. We only remember those who have those days that had an impact or were important to us, because we're not living in purpose. And many times we treat our relationships the same way. And the question was, are we living in purpose or is our life just a blur because we've allowed darkness to take control? So today I want to take it a step further. Tell your neighbor a step further. Go with me to the book of Luke chapter 2. We find the narrative of the birth of Jesus Christ, the reason why we celebrate Christmas. In the book of Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 12, it says, And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But I love verse 10. Listen to this. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good tidings, or good news, that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and laying in a manger. And I just want to put one more time emphasis on verse 10. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Tell your neighbor, do not be afraid. Tell them one more time, do not be afraid. How many agree we live in a scary world? How many agree that we live in a scary world? If you don't believe me, you just go on social media and you see the constant hate, the constant fighting back and forth, the constant people that are fake trying to pretend something that they're not. We live in a world filled, unfortunately, with hate, anger, despair. And it's not because the world itself is bad. It's because sin entered the world and unfortunately affects our lives and our relationships. But tell your neighbor, there is good news. The angel said, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Tell your neighbor, that's why I don't have to be afraid. In verse 11, it said, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. How many of you need some good news today? Anybody? You need some good news? I mean, 2020 has been a year of bad news. But how many need some good news today? I think the world needs some good news today. I think the world needs to wake up to new headlines, good headlines, right? But sadly, unfortunately, good news doesn't make it to the headlines. Good news doesn't make it on the tabloids. It's only, unfortunately, bad news. They should actually change the word of news. They shouldn't call it news. They should just call it bad news, right? But how many know that the gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ? It is the good news of God himself, given the Bible has says that he is, for God so loved the world that he gave his son, Jesus. Just by listening to those words, I get excited to know that there is a God in heaven who loves us so much that he gives us good news. That's why the angel said, do not be afraid, for I bring you good news. Tell your neighbor, good news. If we're honest with ourselves, the reason why we don't hear a lot of good news is because we ourselves have become so immune that we don't want good news. Let's be honest. When the doctor calls you after a diagnosis or a prognosis or whatever you want to call it, gnosis, they call you, right, and they tell you, hey, guess what? We couldn't find anything. What is the first reaction? Are you sure? Are you sure? I think I need to go get another opinion. We don't accept good news. Or how about when you've been waiting for a miracle to happen, and when it really does happen, you're like, nah, it can't be true. But yet you prayed for it so many years. You prayed for it so long. And then when it does happen, we are in so much disbelief because we're so bombarded with what? Bad news. That when good news comes in, it's hard for us to really accept the good news. Is it because we're bad people? No, I don't think so. Is it because we just don't want good news? Not really. I think everybody wants good news. I think it's just because of the fact that everywhere we go, we don't hear good news. But how many know that on December 25th, probably that wasn't the date 2,000 years ago, but let's just say it was, on December 25th, bad news turned into good news. Bad news turned into good news. The world was decaying. The world was going down a slope. There was no eternal salvation, but there was one who said, hold up, people. I got some good news for you. When the angel appeared to the shepherds, he said, do not be afraid. I have bring good news to all the people. Give the Lord a mighty hand clap praise this morning. Come on. That is the reason why we celebrate Christmas. A Savior is born. He is the Messiah. He is the Lord. If that doesn't give you goosebumps, if that doesn't get your spirit excited, I don't know what else can. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, it says, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulders. I love this because it doesn't say the government will be upon a certain party's shoulders. No, it says the government will be upon his shoulders. Hallelujah. He is King of Kings. And it says, and his name will be called, listen to this, Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God. He is an Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Let just that resonate in your spirit today. Throughout the Old Testament, we see prophecies of Jesus' birth and foreshadowing of Jesus, what Jesus would do. Why? Because God never does anything without first revealing it to his prophets, to his saints. The Bible itself already speaks of the end. It spoke of the beginning, and it speaks of the end. With God, there is no shadows. The Bible says it. With God, there is no guessing. He is transparent. He is sovereign. He is good. In this world, there is shadows. In this world, there is no transparency. In this world, we live constantly in doubt because we're constantly depending on one another. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs, lean not on your own understanding, but trust the Lord with all of your heart. Submit your ways to the Lord, and He will direct your steps. Now, how many know that 2020 has been a rough year? Can I get an amen? For many, unfortunately, have gotten sick. It's a sad thing. Many have lost their jobs. Many, sadly, have lost a loved one. The economy has been affected. Uncertainty has risen all over. There's social issues all over the world. There's pain, social distancing. You want to hug your family this Christmas and you're like, people aren't gathering anymore for fear of getting a virus. And the list goes on and on and on. But I imagine those shepherds out there in the wilderness that night. They were tending their sheep, possibly didn't expect anything different than every other night. All they heard every night, bleh, 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 stepping on bleh, caca, bleh, and it smelled horrible. Have you ever been out to like a farm or somewhere where there's animal, like stock? It stinks. Now imagine that is your, and it's worse when it's nighttime. You know when it's cold and I don't know what happens on the soil. There's probably a word for it, but I'm not that smart. And that smell just goes up, right? And you're like, what is up with that? Imagine that is your life every single night. As a shepherd, that's what they faced. They took care of their sheep, of their flock. And then they're probably not expecting anything different to happen, anything to change in their life. It really doesn't say who these shepherds were, what their name were, or what, you know, where they were from, other than the location that they were at. All it says was that they kept watching at night. Let me ask you a question. What are you keeping watch on today? What are you focused on today? What is your outlook for your family? What is your outlook for your career? What is your outlook even for your church? Do you think hope even exists anymore? I don't know what these shepherds were thinking, but one thing I know is that the reaction to the angel is our reaction always to good news. What happens? They feared. That's why the angel said, do not be afraid. Just let that sink in your heart today. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause you great joy for all the people. I love how it says good news. Good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Last week, when I was closing the service, I asked a couple questions, which I hope that you did something with them. Because when I pose a question, it's not just for you to say, oh, yeah, well, okay. Oh, looks good. You know, I hope you react to it. And one of the questions was, when was the last time you danced? When was the last time you laughed so much that your abs hurt? When was the last time you cried so much that boogers were all over your face, that probably you tasted it in your mouth, but the moment that finished, you felt like a huge relief because you let it all out? When was the last time you said to one of your loved ones, I love you, to your spouse, to your friends, to your children? It's funny, yesterday as I was preparing this message, I shouted from upstairs, my kids and my wife were downstairs, and I shouted, I love you! And they're like, what? I love you! And you hear my son, he says, I love you. And my wife's like, what? And I'm like, I love you! So I'm walking down the stairs, and my wife tells me, is that code for me to make you something to eat? And I said, no, I just wanted to tell you that I love you. I just really wanted to tell you that I love you. But this is what happens. My wife's response to my spontaneous I love you is the same way that the shepherds responded to the angel's response. What? Good news? To me? What? To all people? A savior? A messiah? Who am I for you to bring that good news to me? Like, what do you want? Nothing. I just want to give you something. That's what Christmas is all about. It's not about what you can give me. It's about what he has given you. It's not about what I can do for you. It's about what's already done for us. It's salvation found in Jesus Christ. I want you to listen to this for a couple of minutes. He said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." Look at your neighbor and tell him the Savior has been born. I've asked myself this question a couple times before. Why do people go into darkness seeking the light? Pastor Eric, what do you mean? Like, I see people that they spend money on witchcraft. I see people that they spend money in fortune telling. And what are they trying to find? They're trying to find good news. Here's one. I don't have to pay anything. I don't got to seek it by cutting a chicken's head off or sitting in front of an old lady that doesn't even know my name to try to tell me my future. There's one who already prepared my future. There's one who paid my future with his own blood. There's one who said, "Don't worry, I got this." There's one who said, "I loved you so much that I gave you what cost me most, my son Jesus Christ." Many of us don't want anything to do with God because we think that God wants us to be perfect. Jesus was not born into a perfect world. That shows you how much God loves you. He was born into an imperfect world, a world full of sin, a world full of darkness. Why? Because he is the only hope for humanity. He is the only hope for 2020, 2021, 2022, until when he comes for his church. He is the only hope. His name is Jesus Christ. Isaiah was on point when he said, "Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And I know that this year has been a challenging year. It has. But it doesn't have to be a challenging Christmas. It doesn't. I mentioned to you that 6 years ago, last week on the 13th, was the last time I ever heard my father speak. My father was diagnosed with adenocarcinoma, and 50-something days after, he went to be with the Lord. But it was on the day before his birthday that he had a stroke, and I never heard my father's voice again. This week, a couple days ago, we were at my mom's house, and she found his old cell phone. I had forgotten my dad's voice. It's been 6 years since I last heard my dad's voice. You know, the interesting thing that I probably have never shared with you, that morning when he was coming home, I prepared for him something to eat. I ordered food, put all the plates and the cups, and we were waiting for him to come so we could celebrate, etc. And we never got to sit down to eat because he had that stroke. But this week when I was looking through my dad's phone after we charged it, I found a video. And it was only a couple seconds. He wasn't talking into the video. He was recording something. He had gone to the Marlins Stadium for the first time in his life. And he was just saying some random stuff. And I remembered my dad's voice. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you heard your Heavenly Father's voice? Have you forgotten it? He is speaking. The question is, are we listening? The angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news." The gospel is all about good news. It's not about what you can do or stop doing. It's not how good you are or how bad you are. It remains being good news. That's what the gospel is all about. This Christmas doesn't have to be a challenging one, as long as Jesus is the center of your life. Friend, I know that we've been under a lot of pressure this year, but don't let the pressures of this world rob you of the gift that God Himself gave you, the gift of His Son Jesus, the gift of your family, the gift of your friends, the gift of your church, the gift of your life. You don't have to be like the rest of the world. Today you could embrace that gift that God himself gave you through his son, Jesus Christ. The angel said, do not be afraid. I know, and I'm about to end, I know that we are all scared, and we don't have to be. Many of us are just waiting for 2020 just to get out of here, right? Expecting 2021 to be better, and I'm here to declare it is going to be better in Jesus' name. It's going to be our best year yet. But before 2020 ends, listen to this. Before 2020 ends, today is the day of salvation. You don't have to wait for 2021. Today is the day of salvation. The shepherds were the first ones to know of the birth of Jesus Christ. Not the king, but the shepherds. It was the shepherd to whom it was revealed that the Savior of the world, the Messiah, was born. The one the Lord prophesied about thousands of years before. It wasn't revealed to the scholars or to the leaders of the church. It was revealed to the shepherds. What does this show me? It shows me that God can show up anytime to anyone, and that is willing for God to change everything. Not just for those society considers the elite, but for anyone who is willing to keep night watch. What are you watching for? What are you expecting? Today, God is calling you to make amends with the people in your life that you need to reach out to, probably ask for forgiveness. Probably say, man, I screwed up. Forgive me. Or, you know what? I forgive you. That thing that happened so many years ago, I let go of it. Or that misunderstanding, you know what? Let's get along. Let's move forward. Life is too short. 27,365 days. What are you doing with them? I always say, in your tombstone, there's only two dates. When you're born, and when you die. And there's significance in both of those two things, but you know what's more important? That little dash in between. That's the dash that will speak of your legacy. Do you want to be remembered as like Scrooge, you know, from Christmas, as a mean one, or the Grinch, as a mean one that can't forgive, that can't move on? Or do you want to be reminded as a person full of joy, of forgiveness, of love, of hope, that when all is falling down, you still keep on moving forward? Why? Because you don't do it by your own strength. You do it because the Son was born. A child was born. His name is Jesus Christ. I want to end with this thought. I want to share a funny story, actually. Hope I don't embarrass myself. 2 months ago, I went to get Botox on my face. Yeah. Everybody's like looking at me like weird now. Yeah, you could see, right? Your pastor looks young, right? Right? So I wanted to experiment to see if I kind of like help my crow feet and my frontal. And it was a weird experience because for a couple of weeks, I felt like the front of my head was like caving in. It's like so stiff, right? It doesn't matter if I went like this. You know, it's funny because when they told me when they were putting it on, they told me like, smile, I could smile. But they told me get mad. And I was like, how do you get mad? Like, you know, like what face do you make when you get mad? Why am I sharing this with you? Because I couldn't feel any motion because my skin had gotten paralyzed or whatever you want to call it. It stopped showing the emotion. Many of us are living with a Botox heart that we can't show our emotions. We can't show how we really feel, our love for one another, because there's like this thing on top that doesn't let us move forward. I want to encourage you today to let God be the one to heal. Let God be the one through his word to heal your heart. Respond to his word today. God is asking you today to respond. And you can say, God, help me respond to your calling. God, help me do what you're asking me to do. presence, you know what's best for my life. Instead of fearing, start believing. Instead of fleeing, start being. Instead of complaining, start responding. The shepherds could have ignored that night, could have ignored the angel, could have said, I must have eaten something last night and probably is my stomach upside down. They could have ignored it. But if they would have ignored it, they would have missed the greatest occasion that men could have ever witnessed, the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. Do not miss out on God's plan for your life because of fear. Don't miss out on your family because of misunderstandings or something that was done in the past. Don't miss out on the greatest miracle, Christ's salvation, because 2020 has been a bad year. The best is yet to come. But it doesn't come just because it's coming. It comes because you make a decision with your life today, that you take a stand, whether it being forgiving someone, whether asking for forgiveness, whether reaching out, whether being the light in the midst of the darkness, whether responding to God and saying, here I am, God, forgive me of my ways, I return to you. It all starts with you. Remember what the angel told the shepherds. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Would you please bow your heads right there where you are? Close your eyes as we come to a close. I want to ask you a question today, a genuine question. How is your life today? How is your walk with God? Have you just given up because 2020 has been a horrible year and you've struggled so much? I know it's been a challenging year. I know it's been difficult for many. But the other day, as I was thinking about this, I was reminded that even though it's been a challenging year, God has brought me this far in this year. He has been faithful. He provided for my family. We've had tight moments, yes, but never have we ever been without. Has there been times that I wanted to just throw the towel and say, you know what, I give up, God? Yes. But he has been there to lift me up and remind me, I'm not done with you. So don't you ever give up. Has there been times that I wanted just to scream at everybody and tell them, get out. Get out of my life. Just go and do your own thing. Leave me alone. Yes. But I'm reminded that I am imperfect and God is still at work in my life. So friend, today, how is your life? God is calling you. Would you respond to him? Would you take the steps that God is putting in your life? If that's you today and you want to give your life to Jesus, don't wait for 2021. Today is a day of salvation. If you're watching online, this is for you as well. Today is a day of salvation. I want to lead you in a simple prayer. If that's you, would you say this prayer with me? Say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I open my heart to you. I ask you to come in. I make you the Lord and Savior of my life. Help me from this day forth live for you, honor you, worship you, not in my strength, but through your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'm going to pray for the rest of us now, but if you made that prayer, let one of our servant leaders know. We would love to continue praying for you. If you did that prayer online, send us a note, send us a message, whatever. Just let us know. We would love to continue praying with you. But for the rest of us here, those watching online, that probably you've given your life to Jesus, but you're at the point that you don't know how to receive good news. You're constantly fearing. Let me pray for you. I pray that this Christmas will be your best Christmas yet. The Christmas where your family will be restored. The Christmas where your relationships will be restored. The Christmas where the miracle of Christmas, Jesus Christ, will be evident in your life every single day. The Christmas where everything the enemy has meant for evil in this 2020, God will start to turn it around for your good, like the Bible says. Father God, we thank you because over 2,000 years ago, you gave your son Jesus. Born in the form of man here on earth. He suffered as a man. And we thank you because he later on died for our sins. And he raised from the dead. You rose him from the dead. Thank you for that gift. Today, God, I pray for all my brothers and sisters in Christ that are struggling, God. There are things that you're calling of them. There are things that they need to do, Lord. Probably ask for forgiveness. Reach out to a loved one. God, give them the strength. Help them push down their pride, Lord, and humble themselves and move forward, Lord, so that Christmas this year would not be one to remember as a sense that there was division, but one to remember where families were reunited, where loved ones were forgiven, where friends were brought together again, Lord, where relationships were restored. A Christmas where we could celebrate the good news of Jesus Christ. And for all those who are fearing God and afraid, I pray, Lord, help them overcome their fears. For your word says you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind, God. It's in Jesus' name we thank you today.
At Ignite, we count it a blessing to engage each week with supporters just like you. If you were blessed by today's word, subscribe to our podcast and share it with someone you know. We believe in spreading the message of Jesus like a wildfire. Thank you for your support, and be sure to check us out on any of our social media platforms at Church Ignite. Until next time, be blessed, and remember, the best is yet to come.